Hello everyone, this is the translation of Pascal Girard's message, the Sunday, the 13th of December. When God became man, different factors must have come together. The right place and the right time were very important because God had announced where his son would be born several hundred years before Jesus was born. So God led Mary to the birthplace of Jesus, and it happened like this. We read in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, and I'm reading from the New International Version. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Preparations. In the time of Emperor Augustus, everything was finally ready for the birth of Jesus. God was going to become man. An important milestone in this period of preparation took place in the 3rd century before Jesus was born. At that time, Alexander the Great conquered the world at breathneck speed. With him began the Hellenization of the world of that time. Greek culture permeated the Orient, and in turn, Eastern culture merged with Greek culture. This created a culture that united the peoples and survived well beyond the political collapse of the Alexander Empire. An important sign of this Hellenization was the spread of the Greek language. It is similar to the English language today. Anyone who spoke Greek could travel and communicate in this vast empire. At this time, the Old Testament was translated into Greek. This is the Septuagint version. It was read by the apostles and the early Christians. Most of the Old Testament quotes in the New Testament were taken from the Septuagint. The Roman Empire followed the Empire of Alexander. At the time of Jesus' birth, Greek was still the language that transcended borders. This is why the New Testament was written in Greek. The Roman Empire consolidated its power under Emperor Augustus. He created what is called La Pax Romana, the Roman Empire of Peace. There were wars in the border regions of the empire, but peace reigned within this great empire. The road links were excellent for the time. Circulation was good. We can still see traces of it today in our territory, and we even see the consequences in the railways, which of course did not exist in those days. The gauge of the rails, not a trivial measure, 1 meter, 43 centimeters, and 5 millimeters, or 4 feet and 8.5 inches, would correspond to that of the wheels of Roman chariots. A kind of Schengen area was created in which everyone could move freely. 2 prerequisites were thus created which were important for the rapid dissemination of the gospel. It was the Greek language, because it allowed the preaching of the gospel without hindrance. And then it was the peace of Rome and the good roads which made it possible to travel without hindrance. Everything was ready for the greatest event in history of the world. God could visit men. From now on, Mary had to go to the place of birth planned for her child. To make this happen, God set the Roman Empire in motion. At that time, Emperor Augustus issued an edict which ordered the census of all the inhabitants of the empire. Luke chapter 2, verse 1. Emperor Augustus, born in 63 BC, who died at the age of 76 in AD 14, was the most important emperor in the Roman Empire. In 31 BC, at the age of 32, Augustus came to power, and 4 years before the birth of Jesus, the Roman Senate awarded him this honorary title of Augustus. It means venerable or divinely consecrated. During